A group upset with some of Senator George's votes says the 1,500 pages contain more than 15,000 signatures, about double what's needed to force the recall election. Many of the petition circulators are low income and were paid for their work. State Elections Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy says court decisions in other states have allowed the practice. But Kennedy says paying circulators does raise questions about their incentive.
Well, it's more likely that you will find problems with papers that are done with paid circulators because their incentive is not so much to get the proper signatures as it is to get a number of them.
Kennedy says he's not trying to cast special doubt on the anti-George signatures. He says the Elections Board has up to 31 days to review the papers. Kennedy says he expects others to take a close look at copies of the papers, including Senator George.
I've had some contact with his office. They want to know how they get a copy and how much it was going to cost them.
The Milwaukee newspaper publisher who paid the petition circulators says he's very confident there are enough valid signatures. Gerald Jones says his group is still evaluating potential candidates to run against Senator George. Even a recall primary election wouldn't take place until mid-July at the earliest. But Jones says he's not worried about the effort losing momentum. Jones says other people can do better at representing George's low-income district.
Well, hopefully we'll have a senator in there that has community in mind and that things that come down for the community, there doesn't have to be pay-to-play involved.
Senator George did not return multiple phone calls. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.